Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Commodity Conversations. An Introduction to Trading in Agricultural Commodities by Jonathan Kingsman is a nonfiction guide focused on the mechanics and realities of agricultural commodity trading. Rather than treating commodities as a purely financial abstraction, the book explains how physical trade works across crops, supply chains, and global markets. Its purpose is to give readers a clearer picture of what traders, merchants, brokers, and market participants actually do, and why prices move the way they do. The book is especially relevant to readers who want an entry point into soft commodities and the broader food supply chain because it combines practical explanation with industry interviews and market context. Kingsman writes from long experience in the commodity business, which gives the book an insider perspective without turning it into a technical manual. The result is a readable introduction that connects market theory with the commercial, logistical, and risk management realities of agricultural trading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how physical agricultural trading differs from financial market speculation. One of the book's central contributions is its insistence that commodity trading is not just about forecasting prices from charts. Kingsman presents agricultural trading as a physical business shaped by origination, logistics, storage, quality, and timing, all of which affect value before a contract is ever settled. This matters because newcomers often approach commodities as if they were simply another financial asset class. The book corrects that misconception by showing that traders need to understand how grain, sugar, coffee, and other crops move from producer to buyer, and how commercial relationships influence decision-making. That practical framing makes the book useful for readers who want to understand the sector as an operating system, rather than a betting market. It also explains why knowledge, proximity to supply, and an awareness of physical constraints can matter as much as market signals. By focusing on the real mechanics of trade, the book gives readers a foundation that is broader and more durable than a price forecasting approach. Secondly, supply and demand as a living system shaped by weather, politics, and global events. The book treats supply and demand not as a textbook formula, but as a dynamic system constantly disrupted by external forces. Agricultural markets are especially sensitive to weather patterns, harvest timing, policy changes, trade restrictions, and geopolitical developments. Kingsman highlights that these forces can quickly alter expectations about availability, quality, and transportation, which then feeds directly into pricing. This perspective is important because agricultural commodities are seasonal and vulnerable to interruptions that are far less common in many other markets. The book helps readers see why a crop shortage in one region can affect pricing decisions worldwide, and why market participants must follow both local growing conditions and international developments. Rather than reducing price movement to a single cause, it shows how multiple influences interact. That analytical approach helps readers build a more realistic mental model of the market. It also clarifies why agricultural trading requires attention to context, not just numerical analysis. In this way, the book turns supply and demand into a practical framework for reading the market environment. Thirdly, risk management as a core discipline in volatile agricultural markets. Risk management is one of the strongest practical themes in the book, because agricultural commodities are exposed to sudden and sometimes extreme price shifts. Kingsman emphasizes that participants cannot rely on certainty. They must manage exposure across changing crop conditions, freight constraints, currency shifts, and uncertain demand. The book presents risk management as an essential habit rather than an advanced specialty. That includes understanding how hedging works, why timing matters, and how commercial actors protect themselves from adverse price moves. For readers entering the field, this is a critical lesson because commodity businesses often operate on thin margins and large volumes, so even small market moves can have outsized effects. The book also makes clear that risk is not only financial but operational, since delays, quality issues, and supply disruptions can all affect trading outcomes. By placing risk management at the center of the discussion, Kingsman shows that successful participation in agricultural commodities depends on discipline and structure. The result is a more realistic view of trading than books that focus only on upside or market prediction. Fourthly, interviews and industry voices as a way to show the market from multiple angles. A distinctive feature of the book is its use of interviews with different participants in the commodity world. This structure allows Kingsman to move beyond a single authorial viewpoint and present agricultural trading as a network of roles with different incentives and constraints. Traders, merchants, analysts, and other professionals do not experience the market in the same way, so the interview format helps reveal those differences. For readers, this is valuable because commodity markets are often opaque, and it can be difficult to understand how decisions are made across the chain. The conversational structure also makes the book more accessible. since it allows complex material to appear through practical examples and lived experience, rather than only through abstract explanation. Just as importantly, the book uses these voices to show that commodity trading is collaborative as well as competitive. Information, judgment, and relationships all shape outcomes. This multi-perspective approach gives the book a broader explanatory range than a standard primer, because it captures the human and organizational dimensions of a market that is often discussed only in terms of prices and contracts. Lastly, technology, data, and modern market intelligence in agricultural trading. The book also points to the growing role of data and technology in commodity trading, which is an important sign of how the sector is changing. Agricultural markets have always depended on information, but the speed, volume, and quality of available data have increased substantially. Kingsman's treatment suggests that modern traders need to combine traditional commercial judgment with improved market intelligence, whether that comes from data feeds, analytical tools, or faster communication across supply chains. This is significant because the agricultural sector is still grounded in physical reality, yet decision-making is becoming more information-intensive. The book therefore helps readers understand the tension between old and new methods, long-standing relationships, and crop knowledge still matter, but they now operate alongside more sophisticated data use. That balance gives the book a contemporary edge without turning it into a technology manual. It shows that agricultural trading is evolving, and that anyone entering the field must learn to interpret both physical signals and information systems. This theme widens the book's relevance beyond classic commodity education into the future shape of the trade itself. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a grounded introduction to agricultural commodity trading, especially newcomers who need to understand how the business really works before focusing on price speculation or advanced market techniques. It will also benefit industry professionals who want a clearer conceptual map of how physical trading, supply chain realities, and risk management fit together. The main practical value of the book is that it reduces the gap between theory and practice. Readers come away with a better sense of why agricultural markets behave differently from other asset classes, and why traders must think in terms of logistics, relationships, timing, and uncertainty. What makes it stand out from similar books is its insider perspective combined with its interview-based structure, which brings multiple market voices into the discussion rather than relying on a single explanation. It is less about formulas and more about how the commodity world actually operates. That makes it especially useful as a foundational read for anyone serious about physical commodity trading or the broader food supply chain. If you would like to support Jonathan Kingsman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.